Please join me in welcoming RFA Chairman and the Andersons Ethanol Group President, Neil McKinstray.
Good morning. Welcome to the 19th Annual National Ethanol Conference. I am Neil McKinstray. I'm honored to be chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association and your host for the next 2 days. I'm also president of the Andersons Ethanol Group. My firm is part owner in 4 ethanol production facilities in Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. In total, we produce about 350 million gallons of ethanol per year. Like many of you here, I'm very happy to be away from the polar vortexes and the snowdrifts of the Midwest. However, this conference is going to bring you a lot more than warmth and sunshine. Over the next day and a half, leading industry experts will thoughtfully discuss and debate the many opportunities and challenges we, America's ethanol industry, will face in the months and years ahead, both in the United States and abroad. We will delve into issues of great importance to the industry, including the renewable fuel standard, progress on expanding E15 and higher level blends, global growth and trade opportunities, the truth about ethanol and autos, and rail safety and transportation. And that, my friends, is just a sampling of what's coming ahead. Since we were together last year in Las Vegas, much has happened. Last year, Ag Secretary Vilsack delivered a very impassioned plea for the ethanol industry and agriculture as a whole to step up and work to influence the public discourse. 1 year later, I can report to you that you answered that call. The thunder of the unified cry to protect and promote the RFS has definitely been heard. I think the positive elements of this story and our influence will only grow stronger in 2014. I want to make a point to thank everybody in this audience and elsewhere that have joined together with the Renewable Fuels Association to answer that call in support of the RFS. I also want to applaud you for the advances made as an industry in the past year, even as our opponents continue to work to undermine our daily jobs. In 2013, we produced over 13 billion gallons of ethanol. We have over 150 million gallons of new capacity under construction. We opened new markets to capture increasing global demand for both ethanol and our co-products. We continued the growth of ethanol flex fuel demand. We also championed a new fuel, E15, which, by the way, is now available in 12 states. We also did all these things in a very safe manner, safe for our customers and our employees, safe for our environment, and safe for our economy. Of great importance, we created opportunity and financial security for over 386,000 Americans working directly and indirectly with our industry. Those jobs and the economic engine that is ethanol have not only strengthened our rural communities, they have strengthened our economic security in this great nation. And perhaps one of the greatest achievements, thanks to the renewable fuel standard, is that the U.S. dependence on foreign oil has fallen from an estimated 35% from a high of 60% in 2005. Ethanol production has reduced gasoline imports from 600,000 barrels a day in 2005 to near zero today. In a few minutes, Bob's going to highlight even more of the accomplishments and milestones in his remarks, but I want to personally note that the groundwork for these successes has been laid by the technical and political prowess of the Renewable Fuels Association, and it's the primary reason that I'm proud to be a board member and supporter of the RFA. Where I might add, each member company producing ethanol receives one vote. Every voice is heard, every idea is considered, every concern is answered. To my colleagues that are already members of the RFA, thank you very much for your support. I encourage you to remain actively engaged with your association and with your industry. If you're not a member today, I invite you to stop and chat with an existing member or staff to talk about joining. On behalf of the entire RFA, thank you for being here today and welcome to Orlando.